Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Are you a police officer? Are you married to one? Do you have a police officer in your family? Do you know a police officer? Personal friend? Listen to this podcast if that's the case. Even if you're considering to being a police officer, or if you have a child that might think about being a police officer, listen to this podcast. You know, police officers are at risk. The occupation of law enforcement is a high-risk occupation. Suicide rate is out of control. Huge. It's a huge problem. Here are some statistics that have recently been generated about police officers. And it's by the Legal Defense Fund. Okay? Listen to these and just be sobered by them. Officers have an eightfold risk of killing themselves over being killed by a perpetrator. You say for every officer that's killed in the line of duty by a perpetrator, eightfold more kill themselves through suicide. Here's another sobering thought. Officers have a threefold risk of suicide over on-duty accidents. In other words, it isn't by accidents that these guys die. It's by their suicide intent they die. Here's another one. Officers have an increased rate of separation or divorce within the first 3 years of employment. And they have an increased rate of substance abuse compared to the general population. You see, these guys live under high stress. And gals, too, live under high stress. And divorce is highly likely. If you're married to a police officer, you have to take extra effort to prevent the marital breakdown that might lead to a divorce. And you need to do it right away, not wait until a problem emerges. Be proactive and preventative, if you will. Here's another one. Officers are exposed to more trauma in a day than most civilians are exposed to trauma in a lifetime. Over the day of a police officer's responsibilities and duties, trauma builds day upon day upon day, two, three, four, five events a day that are traumatic and obviously lead to post-trauma stress disorder. Here's the statistic. It is estimated that 38%, up to 58% of all active duty officers have post-trauma stress disorder. And here's the amazing thing. Few of them are treated. The department may not initiate treatment. The officer himself may not initiate treatment. The spouse or the family member may not initiate treatment. They should. If you have post-trauma stress disorder as a result of being exposed to trauma, one big trauma or a lot of little ones, you need to do something about it and prevent the breakdown of your body and breakdown of your mental health system and breakdown of your marriage and breakdown of your social relationships and so on. Here's another factor. Nearly one in four police officers have thoughts of suicide at some point in their life. 25% think about suicide. May not carry it out, but give thought to it. Now, we know that not everybody thinks about it, does it? But that's just an alarming issue because it says that the police officers feel high degrees of stress and they're looking for a way out of the stress. They don't want to kill themselves. They want to kill the stress that they live with, the pain they live with, and the agony and the bad memories they live with. Here's another one. The suicide rate for police officers is 4 times higher than it is for firefighters. 4 times higher than firefighters. So, you see, it's a high-risk occupation. Here's another. More police die by suicide than in the line of duty. In other words, it's not because of their responsibilities as a cop, but somehow the anguish with which they live. In 2017, there were an estimated 140 law enforcement officers who died by suicide. And compared to the general population, law enforcement reports much higher rates of depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, burnout, anxiety, and other mental health problems. You see? Much more than the general population. You see, the police officer lives a life of stress and distress and hurt and pain and agony. And many of these guys and gals do not know how to handle it. Many of these guys and gals are married to people who don't know how to handle it. Many of these guys and gals are in a family relationship. They do not know how to handle the stresses of a police officer. So, police officers, it's your responsibility to see that you get into therapy with somebody. Get a psychologist that knows about your work, knows the kind of work you do, and then talk to them. Set up a relationship. You might talk once a month. You might talk once every 3 months. For some periods of time, you may want to talk every 2 or 3 weeks. And then other times, maybe every 2 or 3 months. But have somebody that you can just debrief with and just talk and just get that off your chest and be able to resolve some of the stresses that occur to you. If you're a police department, hire a psychologist for a year to have bag lunches and to meet with officers in small groups or individually and to lecture to the force at times on certain topics of mental health and stress management and so on. And then maybe in the second year, hire a different psychologist and do the same thing. The third year, hire a different one. And so you keep it fresh. But get somebody in the force that will work with you to make sure that you guys and gals handle life as a cop, as an officer, much better than you would otherwise. Read on stress management. Be around people who are non-stressed. People who have low levels of stress, be around them, whether they're officers or not. Go to events that will teach you how to manage your stress and talk and communicate and open up and share. You see, there's lots of things you can do if you're a police officer or a family member of a police officer, but you need to do it. Hey, thanks for joining me today, and this has been the Psychology Report on a topic that's very vital and important. But tough one to deal with. So if you have any relationship within the area of police enforcement, law enforcement, take heed. It's a tough profession. You need to approach it openly and positively and with the right kind of support and support systems. Okay. Bye for now.